It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Here he is, David Holland. Nice intro. I know it's long, but now you know why we've got to do all that with our little bit of an explanation at the beginning of the program. Welcome. Glad to be with you. And it is time for
the fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
Actually, I am going to give you a very quick update on the numbers myself today. The great Scott Connor, who is a excellent investment advisor, manager, chartered financial analyst, CFP, all those good things working for my company, is also a super dad, and so he needed to pitch in and help with the kids. Something came up, so Scott's not going to give you the five-minute update. I'm going to give you a quick one and then get to some other things I want to talk about. The markets for Monday, up and down as usual, but another good David Day. That's what we've been calling them, these David Dow days, where we have something under 100-point swing in the market. We're only looking at about 6.5 down for the Dow, S&P down just over 3 points, NASDAQ down about 4.5, Europe up a little bit, 10-year Treasury still in that 1.8-1.9% range, slipped a little bit, gold slipped a little, not much. And oil is still stabilizing around $100 a barrel. So that is your fastest 1 minute with David Holland. I'm going to talk about a lot of interesting stuff on the show today. So stick around. We're going to take a short break, come back. I'm going to talk about what's happening with the federal fund rates and what that's causing investors to do. This is interesting. You're going to love this one. We're going to talk about what's a super PAC. What's a super PAC? And I'll give you a hint. It's about politics. And then what about buying a home? Is it a good time? Ways to mess your retirement up, which I'm always going to talk about how to keep you out of trouble in your retirement. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, we are back, and it is time to talk more about what's going on in the world of finance. Okay, one of the things that's all the rage right now, a lot of people are like, don't know anything about it, not really paying attention to it, but a lot of the rage going on in the world of finance is the holding down of interest rates. And the consequences. Of course, we've talked about there being very positive consequences for the person who's looking to expand, buy a business, buy a home, all that. And of course, there being negative consequences for the people trying to earn money on their money safely, primarily people that want to buy CDs and things like that. Well, one of the things that keeps coming up, and I've read about it in several articles in Wall Street Journal, USA Today. I read three papers every morning, ladies and gentlemen. I've got my local news journal, the Independent Voice of Volusia and Flagler County. I've got Volusia and Flagler County. I've got the Wall Street Journal, and then I've recently subscribed to USA Today because I just love the way they present some of the information. So reading all that, some of the stuff that's really got a lot of the financial people, you know, just kind of focused on it. I'm not sure I would say worried, but they're focused on is what does a sustained low interest rate, the fact that the Federal Reserve has taken steps to keep rates very, very low, what does that do as terms of people's appetite for risk? And so what some financial people are weighing in and giving their opinion is that, well, you know, this lower rate environment is causing people that maybe shouldn't take risk to start to look to take risk. And, you know, again, I've looked at this and I've seen the different thoughts and comments and concerns. And so a couple things about that. What does it matter to you is always going to be my question. And the issue is that as rates have come down, the Federal Reserve, the folks that set the monetary policy in our country, part of their job is to keep unemployment low and to stimulate the economy, to help stabilize our economy and also not let inflation overheat. That's basically what they do. And they also do a lot with the banking system and maintain a liquidity and a good, solid financial base for our country. So what are the consequences of this lower rate environment? Well, one of them is people may go into things that are riskier than they would normally put their money into. And so some of the concern is about, well, people might start looking at longer term bonds. You know, the way you, if you look at fixed income, if you look at bonds, corporate IOUs, which are the, you know, their promissory notes, the short term paper it's called, you look at, again, bonds being issued, real estate, investment trust, different types of fixed income type of investments. The way you get higher returns is only two ways, really, when you pull it all down. One, you can go longer, or you can go not as good quality. You go lower quality. So either you go longer or lower. That's really it. So if you have two bonds and they are identical in every single way, issued by the same company, IBM or Microsoft or Exxon, they have two bonds. One is 5 years long, one's 10 years long. Under most circumstances, the 10-year bond's going to pay a higher interest rate. Now, let's take two 10-year bonds, and we say, all right, we got two 10-year bonds, but they're issued by two companies. One is a very strong company. One is not so strong. One has got gobs of cash and good balance sheet and very diverse, and the other one's got one foot on the banana peel and one foot on the grave. Well, it's pretty easy to figure out that the one with the better quality portfolio, the better balance sheet, is going to pay a lower interest rate. You've always got risk when you've got return. They pretty much always go together. There isn't a 20% money market account. There's no such thing. So you're always going to have that. So one of the concerns is that people will go into, because of the lower interest rates, people might be enticed to go into things that are riskier. And so some of the thoughts out there is that, well, how do people deal with this? And so my thoughts are, in working with people, is that it's not a bad thing for people to have a good mix, a good diversified portfolio, which I advocate all the time. But what we want to make sure of is that we look at all the choices. There's lots of different types of investments out there, and a lot of investment advisors have already been in preparation for the fact that interest rates may go up at some point, have already been shortening up on people's duration, how long the bond will be before they mature. So this is really the heart of this issue, and the fact that we've got rates that are so low is it really – it really begs, it really screams for the need for not trying to say, well, okay, now I can't get my 5% CDs anymore. What am I going to go do with this money? Well, it's kind of a messed up question to say, what am I going to go do with this money? Meaning I'm going to go put it all somewhere. All the time I'm meeting with people and I'm telling them, look, let's look at where you are. The very first step is let's have cash emergency money. And then after that, let's take care of debt. Let's look at your health care, health insurance, long-term care. We get past those three things real quick. And then the thing really is, how do we get you the income you need? It's not that complicated, ladies and gentlemen. People make financial planning or trying to get your retirement figured out, make it really complicated. And there really are some pretty exotic, legal yet exotic and fancy stuff out there, and stuff that I start reading about it in the paper, or I read about it because I do my continued education. It starts giving me a headache. Okay. And I've been doing financial work for 20 years. There is some complicated stuff out there. But when you boil it all down, it really boils down to got to have cash, emergency fund. You got to take care of any high interest debt. You got to take care of health insurance and long-term care. Okay. Depending on where you are in this life cycle. If you're young, you need health insurance. If you're up getting Medicare, then you need to make sure you got long-term care. After that, though, the question about what you do with your money is going to be, how do I make sure I have my income? So all this talk about where we're going to get our income and these low interest rates, well, you have to take a diversified approach. And what that means is if you've got CDs that have matured and they're not making anything, you're going, okay, I can let it sit at the bank for 0.1%. Who knows? At some point, they might charge you to hold your money. And I know it's something to laugh, but it's not really a joke, because if you got a money market account that's, 0.1%, well, what if rates come down a little bit lower? I mean, there is a place you can get to where they say, okay, we now have to charge you a fee. We don't care what the Occupy Wall Street folks or Occupy whatever park there is. We don't care what they say. We're charging you a fee to hold your money, and they'll call it something. They won't call it negative interest, but really that's what it is. So what do? You have to diversify, and you have to look at a variety of things. I'm a big fan of diversification. I love it. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETF, electronically traded funds, which hold things that are inside of mutual funds, index funds, low-cost funds. Annuities can be a good choice. They can give you a guarantee of income. And a lot of times people overlook that. So this is what we need to look at. When we see these reports, or you hear people talking about, golly, what am I going to do? I don't think the correct answer is to go try to find, with your $100,000 maturing CD, go try to find a $100,000 bond you're going to put all your money into. Okay? I can't imagine doing that. I'm going to go into a long, you hear about the pitches you can see in the paper, or there's a flyer, or it's on TV, and it's from somebody pitching they're selling the bonds, and it's some sort of securities person, and I can put you into this bond, it's yielding X percentage. Well, what you don't hear about in the come on is it's a 30-year bond, and you are pouring cement, because when you get into that bond, and even if it's paying, 4%, which is fantastic rate, but you're going into it for 30 years. When interest rates start to go up, guess what's going to happen? You have that cement has just hardened, because you have locked yourself into a long-term deal. Because when rates go up, that bond is going to do nothing but lose value. And the only way to get your original principal back is to hold it all the way out to the end of that 30-year maturity. Unless rates drop dramatically, well, then your value is going to go back up. Interest rates go up, super long-term bonds are going to drop in value. So when you think about these alternatives, well, we need to think carefully, because low interest rate environment, which is where we are, it looks like it's going to continue. So we have to deal with it. And that's how you deal with it, by diversifying and looking at alternatives. So I'm going to talk about some of the alternatives we need to be considering. And I'm going to get to that super PAC thing I mentioned earlier. Stick around.
What if the process of creating your financial plan was easy, hassle-free, and straightforward? What if it was conducted by a friendly professional and there was nothing expected of you in return? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? It's the way David Holland has been doing business at his firm, Holland Financial, for over 15 years. Since day one, it has been David's mission to provide individuals with practical solutions for their retirement needs. Financial planning doesn't have to be complicated or stressful. To learn more about our services, visit us at hollandfinancial.com or call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 888-747-7526. There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Now it's time for a breakdown from Finglish to English.
Yeah, I'm going to break it down. I was talking before the break about alternative investments, about, you know, trying to diversify. And so what people with a lot of money, okay, capital A-L-O-T, a lot of money, they might get into things that are a little more exotic, a little off the beaten path. You see foundations do this. You see the ultranaires, the billionaires and the people with just a lot of money. Only 400 or so people in that category in the United States. But anyway, people with a lot of money, that they will look into these things that seem to be a little more exotic. They are alternative investments, and they are all sorts of things out there that are beyond the scope of the regulators that people might get into. Now, I was doing a little homework on this for you because I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the alternatives we might look at in building a portfolio in the current environment we're in. And I ran across an article from the USA News, and so USA News and World Report. And I was going to share it with you because I was like, this might be a good article. And I got to reading it, and I was like, no, it's not going to be a good article. Because let me read you the first line, and it's by Steve Beck. And it says, so you've discovered the merits of dumping your high-priced money manager and its ineffective mutual funds in favor of low-cost index funds allocated across stocks, bonds, and cash. And I wrote a note to myself, what a ridiculous way to start an article. So I pretty much decided when I read the first line that this is not going to help us. Because, you know, a lot of the things that the article went on to talk about and some of the stuff that people talk out there in the investment world that are available, they're not available to you and me. They're not available to, quote unquote, regular people. The dollar amounts to get into some of these things that are out there, these private funds, these exotic. Let me try to find you an example. Let's see here. I'm trying to find one from the report. Anyway, they're off the beaten path. They're special types of money management funds, or they're private funds, or they have absolute return. They have all these different things. And here's the thing. They don't fall under the SEC regulations like stocks and other things, and they can be very volatile, they can be high risk, and you've got to be an accredited investor earning at least $200,000 a year or have a net worth of $1 million or more, excluding your home. So again, I had hopes for this article being a good one, but it kind of went off into an area that's no man's land or very few people, and so it's not what we want to talk about. But what I decided it was a good example of is you got to be careful what you read, and you've got to look for things that are practical. And here's what I want to tell you. 20 years doing financial work, and I'm going to tell you that there is plenty of stuff that you can do to reach your financial goals staying on the beaten path. You know, there's a risk of getting off the beaten path. There's a reason that path is beaten down. It's because it's the way you go, it's the tried and true. It's how you get to the village once upon a time in medieval times. You weren't off in the woods getting eaten by wolves, okay? So there's a reason it's beaten, and there is risk. Yeah, maybe you get out there and you discover some magical treasure. But you know what? There's a risk to get there. You got to battle the demons and monsters to get to it. The beaten path works for a lot of people. So as it pertains to your money, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, annuities, cash, long-term care, all those things that we talk about on the show and that a lot of competent advisors talk about. There's nothing wrong with working with that. You don't have to seek the exotic to get good financial planning, but you got to seek out financial advice to do that. I'm a big believer in financial planning. Some of this stuff can get real complicated. Now, speaking of complicated, I mentioned this earlier, and I want to get to it. And I read this article, which was fantastic, from Stacy Curtin with Daily Ticker, and it was featured on Yahoo Finance. What in the world is a super PAC? Okay, I know it's involving politics, and I said, okay, well, I know it's a fundraising mechanism for candidates. So I I used this article and some other research I did, and what I found out, this is very interesting, and I wanted to share this with you today. The super PACs were created out of course, litigation, as always. Where is it? Supreme Court decision back in 2010 and a lower court ruling basically lets labor unions, individuals, and corporations make unlimited contributions to these independent organizations that then use the money to support or to defeat a candidate. So these super PACs are basically these big pots of money, gobs and just bucket loads and 16 tons of money can be poured into and then used to beat up the candidate. And there is, if you're thinking, well, isn't there some sort of accountability or disclosure? Definitely there is reporting requirements and there is disclosure. So, for example, a lot of what we're hearing about right now, of course, is the Republican primary. And we, of course, right now in Florida are the hotbed for that because the Floridian primary is coming up quickly for Republicans. All right, Restore Our Future, which is a pro-Romney super PAC, got $1 million from hedge fund manager John Paulson and $1 million from Bain Capital managing director Edward Kennard. And I'm quoting again from the Stacey Curtin's article that she did with Daily Ticker, appeared in Yahoo Finance. So my point there is those are single contributions by those individuals to this super PAC, who then uses it to buy negative campaign ads, of course, for whatever candidate they're attacking. And Winning Our Future is another super PAC, which is pro Gingrich, got a $5 million check from billionaire Sheldon Adelson. So these are some big dollars. And so the point here, of course, am I sharing this, is that money in politics, they're the same. Money in power, money in politics, it's all the same. Big money has a big impact on the election. So, you know, as much as we would like to try to get money out of politics, here is a court ruling that occurred back in 2010. And if I remember correctly, the original intent was to try to fix this. And in fixing it, yeah, they were fixing the barn. And they fixed the barn so well, all the horses got out. So I wondered, and I thought you might appreciate hearing that. So super PACs are alive and well, and they are part of politics. So next time you hear that's talked about, it's a big impact, and it's a big way big money people can exert a lot of influence in our market, and our politics. And politics, of course, affects our market. Now, here's something else I was really looking forward to sharing with you, and that's about homes. You know, a lot of indications homes may be doing better, but there's some out there that think, well, you know what? It may not be the best time. So we're hearing this back and forth about, is it a good time, is it a bad time? Is it a good time, is it a bad time? If you ask somebody who's in real estate, they're going to say, well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to buy or sell? You know, the answer depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to sell, well, of course, now is not a great time to sell because home values have been much higher a few years ago. But if you're trying to buy, hey, is it the bottom? Well, nobody's got a crystal ball that works. Is it a bad time to buy? I don't think it's a bad time to buy, but it could there be a better time? Maybe. But the question I have that I go over with people when I talk to them doing financial planning for them is, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to do it as an investment? Okay. I talked to a client the other day who was going to be taking some money they had, and they saw an opportunity to get some property, and they were close to it, and it wasn't like property was spread out. They were relatively physically close to the property. So they bought it, and they're going to rent it. And they're renting it. They cover the mortgage. And then when real estate recovers, they'll, of course, have property that can be worth more, they can sell, and they rent it in the meantime. Okay, but for that person, it fits their financial situation. I don't know that I'd advocate, you know, doing that for everybody. The other question is, are you going to be staying in the home long term if it's going to be your primary residence? Or do you think you're going to, you know, buy and flip? Well, people got burned buying and flipping not long ago. All right, well, you're going to buy it and live in it the rest of your life. Or what's your plan? If you're going to buy and you're going to stay put, great time to buy, I think. I'm not a realtor, but the realtors I talk to and the people I interact with and the things that I look at, not a bad time to buy. But you want to make sure you go into it for the right reason, not just buy it because it's cheap, buy it because it fits for you. A lot of people would be better off just renting. There is a lot of property available that you can rent right now. Condos, you know, again, I'm close to the beach here, and so we know a lot about the condos. If you're looking for a nice condo in Florida, we got some great ones right on the beach. But the point is, you need to think about what are you really trying to accomplish before you jump into buying something just because, quote unquote, it's perceived to be cheap. Well, you could buy and then the home prices could go down another 5%, maybe 10%. Think about why you're doing it. Don't leap. Look a little bit first. We'll be right back.
With so many financial products and services available today, do you ever wonder what the best income strategy is for your situation? Call Holland Financial to receive a free educational DVD on retirement income strategies. Certified financial planner David Holland discusses some of the income planning strategies used by retirees and baby boomers. The DVD is available free of charge, hassle, or pressure by simply calling 888-747-PLAN. Again, that's 888-747-7526. The seven deadly sins of retirement planning are a reality, not a myth. Are you committing any of the sins? Are you wasting money on investments with high fees? Are you prepared for high inflation? The next stock market drop? Call Holland Financial to receive a free DVD on the seven deadly sins of retirement planning. Certified financial planner David Holland identifies some of the most common mistakes he has seen retirees make and how to avoid them. The DVD is available free of charge, hassle, or pressure by simply calling 888-747-PLAN. Again, that's 888-747-7526. Do you ever think about the effects inflation will have on your retirement savings? Can you remember when gas was just $1 per gallon? Or when you could buy a house for less than what most cars sell for these days? Is it possible to keep pace with inflation and protect a portion of your portfolio from stock market volatility? A registered investment advisor can show you your options. Certified financial planner David Holland and his team of fee-based investment advisors are ready to help. Schedule your free consultation today by calling 888-747-PLAN. That's 888-747-7526. Or visit us at www.davidholland.com.
This is your 2-minute warning.
Yes, it is, and let's get right to it. Scott will be back to give you the rest of the 4 minutes that I owe you, or 4.5 minutes I owe you on the Fastest Five, and maybe we'll let him talk a little longer tomorrow. Probably not. I'll still probably cut in, but anyway. What's your 2-minute warning for today? Well, there's a bunch of articles, of course, all over the paper about, hey, look at all the stuff we've learned from those tax returns on Romney and Gingrich and all this and all this fuss. Now, couple things I want to tell you. There is nothing new there. There's nothing new there. I read the articles. I've looked at it, and there isn't really anything new in terms of what Mr. Romney and his tax advisors have done. He's got capital. He's cashing in stuff that's lost money to offset against stuff that's made money. That's the fancy word for that is harvesting your tax losses. You take your capital losses offset to get capital gains. Yippee. Okay. You avoid wage income. If you're in the position where you cannot take wage income and not have to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes and all of that, well, that's what you do. Okay. But most people they work for a living, and so they have wage income. Nothing new there. Smart donations. This one's funny. He has different planning things that he has done to take care of what's allowable under the tax code. Nothing new. I've helped my clients with trusts and family partnerships and insurance trusts. All of these things are designed to legally minimize the tax obligation. And qualified dividends. He, on purpose, and I'm sure with the help of his advisors, is trying to stay in the 15% bracket anywhere he can. Now, the truth is about all of this about Mr. Romney, it's really, there's nothing new here. There's nothing new. There's nothing new in terms of tax policy or strategy. This is all about making him not relatable so that people have a little more difficult time relating to him and maybe not feeling as comfortable voting for him. Don't buy into the distraction and the facade or illusion that this is about uncovering great tax tips for you and me. There are plenty of things that are well established in the tax code that most advisors that have been in business for a while know about already that work with people every day. All right, there you have it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Thanks for being with me.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.